USA Radio News.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi led a small congressional delegation to meet with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kyiv. "We are visiting you to say thank you for your fight for freedom," Pelosi said in a video posted by Zelensky's office on the Telegram early Sunday. "Your fight is fight for everyone, so our commitment is to be there for you until the fight is done." Pelosi is now the highest-ranking American official to visit Ukraine since the start of the war. 15 people were injured when a pedal pub overturned in Atlanta. This was a single-vehicle accident, Atlanta police officer Steve Avery has stated. A pedal pub with multiple passengers were trying to make a turn, but apparently going too fast and turned over. Two people were critically injured, the Atlanta Fire and Rescue Department has stated. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
New Yorkers don't feel safe at home anymore. Residents say they're overwhelmed with fear and anxiety as the NYPD struggles to rein in crime. To date, the city has recorded a 42.7% increase in major crimes compared to the same period in 2021. According to the New York City Police Department, for New Yorkers, the fear of ending up as another crime statistic has cast a shadow over their city. Officials in northern New Mexico urged residents in more than two dozen communities to immediately evacuate Saturday ahead of a massive blaze that exploded in size in one day. The Calf Canyon fire began last week and combined with the Hermit's Peak fire, which was already burning near Las Vegas, New Mexico. By Saturday morning, Calf Canyon has scorched more than 97,000 acres, a huge size jump from roughly 65,800 acres it had already burned the day before. Fires are part of a series of devastating blazes that have torched parts of the state in the recent weeks. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The mega drought gripping the western United States has pushed Lake Mead's water level to historic lows, below an intake valve that first began supplying Nevada customers in 1971. The emergence of the intake valve in the nation's largest river year drew attention to the future Colorado River Basin and Southern Nevada Water Authority, which supplies water for 2.2 million people, including in the city of Las Vegas. Water levels in Lake Mead have reached their lowest since 1971, uncovering one of the original intake valves hidden since it was first installed. It is currently at 1,055 feet above sea level, or about 30% capacity, and research has suggested that it could drop by as much as 30 feet in the next decade. A Maryland man skipped work but still got paid thanks to winning $100,000 lottery ticket he bought on his day off. The winning chef, Josh Buster, will use his prize money to pay off his car, pay off his mother's mortgage, and save for his retirement. "It will take away a lot of the stress in my life. No more of the financial worries," he told Iowa Lottery. The odds of winning the $1 million prize in Iowa's Lottery's Mega Millions games are just 1 in 12,607,306, according to their website. I'm Mariah Bowen, and this is your USA Radio News.